Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We like to tell the truth here, at least on an occasional basis. And let's just go with this one. If you're not giving Donald Trump credit today, you never will. Ever, ever, ever. You know me. I go out of the way giving Donald Trump a lot of credit. But you're so deep in your partisan hole. You hate him so much. If you're not going to give him any credit for what is happening today, then it's over. I mean, outside of he's like Harrison Ford on Air Force One.
Get off my plane.
Just going to do it. He goes,
get off my plane.
You know, what else? 651-461-9226. If someone is still unwilling to give the president credit today, what would he need to do for them to give him any credit? Because that's the game a lot of the lefties are playing. And God knows I spent, here's how much time I spent considering voting for Don in the 2016 election, the 2020 election, and the 2024 election. Okay, I'm done. I mean, I spent no time. Zero. Zero. Like, don't think he's a great human being, don't like a number of his policies, and you can sit here and say on this ceasefire, war ending, whatever it's going to turn out to be, if you just want to say, because this happened and I saw it all over the place, well, look at everything else. Oh, yeah. No, ICE in mask, arresting people who are the lawyer down the street or your neighbor who is a teacher, just the everyday citizens. No, the threatening to jail governors and mayors and a lot of other things. I could go on for an extended period of time where I don't agree with Donald Trump. And by the way, if you think at any point I was a big Kamala Harris supporter, you're not listening. And if you think I didn't call out Joe Biden very early in his first term for his incapability, you're also not listening. But on this case, they have been killing each other since October 7th, 2023. And since that attack by those gutless cowards known as Hamas, the killing has been overwhelming from the Israelis. And I get it. It's a war. And atrocities happen in a war, and hostages should have been released. But tens of thousands of innocent Palestinians were killed. That's just a fact. And if you're going to blame every Palestinian for what Hamas has done, you're clueless, in my opinion. There are plenty of Palestinians who supported Hamas. There are also many, as we've said many times, Dave, if they didn't support them, they will watch their children be tortured in front of them. So this guy, who happens to be the 45th and 47th president of the United States, who is bathing in the celebration right now in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. And he should be. And if you think Joe Biden wouldn't have a huge smile on his face right now, or Kamala Harris, or Barack Obama, or Ronald Reagan, or Adam Carter, they all would be celebrating. Does anybody know if this is going to hold? The answer, of course, is no. And the real answer is it going to hold? No, it's not. And maybe it's going to last, who knows, with Hamas and Israel, Dave. Maybe it's going to last 5 days. Maybe it's going to last 50 months. I don't know. But there is no fighting right now. And if you weren't touched by the hostages and the videos of those individuals released, then you don't have a heart. And again, I will repeat, the number of children and innocents who are killed in Gaza is unacceptable. And here's how much time I would consider voting for Bibi Netanyahu if I lived in Israel. Okay, I'm done there too. But this guy and Tom Friedman, on a day like this, for us to get Tom Friedman, I am elated. Because to me, it's Tom Friedman and every other journalist on the planet who I would want on today, on the day of a ceasefire, war ending, hostages released, and on a day when I wasn't even supposed to be here. But the stupid nor'easter cost me some fun. So I'm glad we're here, and I'm elated that we have Tom Friedman. Are you with the? Text me right now. If you're not giving Trump credit today, why aren't you giving him credit? Why can't you just on this issue? You don't have to change. Listen, he's having his old person moment over the weekend, too, when he's blaming Joe Biden for sending FBI agents on January 6th, 2021. I hate to break the news to you, Don. You were the president then. So I don't think the president-elect, if I miss this, Dave, does the president-elect have the ability to send in FBI agents a few weeks before they're elected?
Yeah, it's a new rule.
Yeah.
It was like 2004 they passed that rule. A month after the election. So
what, we have two presidents.
Early December, right? They get full control of the FBI. Yeah. It's a nice deal. Really nice.
I mean, he lost. He won't admit it. It's a revenge tour. There is a Gaza peace plan. And he's the president when it happened. Did the Biden folks work tirelessly for it? Are there some of those fundamentals? Sure. Guess what happened? They didn't get a deal. So this is perpetual. If you're in a leadership position, let alone a leader of a country, when things go bad, maybe beyond your control, you get the heat. And when things are good, you get more control. Acting like he wasn't involved in this is silly. Did he look the other way for too long for my liking on the atrocities? He did. But he's the guy in charge. And I know it's rare for him to take credit for something himself, so he's doing that right now. But he deserves plenty of credit, correct?
Yes. I mean, after Joe Biden, because from what I've heard, this is Biden's deal.
Yeah. One of our guests, Jake Sullivan and Anthony Blinken, basically just saying it was all because of their guy. Here's another one. Barack Obama last week, when the framework was announced, talked about how happy he was for it, and wished the best, never mentioned Donald Trump.
No.
He should have. Now, would Trump ever mention him? Of course not. You're occasionally allowed to rise up. Now, I get it. He calls him Barack Hussein Obama on a regular basis. He said he wasn't born in this country. I still occasionally want Obama to say, I'm not this guy as a human. You know who was giving him credit over the weekend? Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes, she did.
Gave him great praise, right? A number of Democrats have. Isn't this fair? If you're not giving him credit on this one, you pretty much never will.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
Yeah. You'll rip him for everything, though.
By the way, if you still want to criticize him for about 80% of the other stuff, as you do and I do, you can.
It's not hard.
He gives us endless material in our opinion. You don't have to agree with their opinion. I'll give you another. What they've done on the border is tremendous. It's absolutely the Biden administration incompetent is to be kind about what was happening on the border. He stopped it, basically. Now, in my view, way, way, way too far on ICE and masks. Take the mask off. By the way, when I keep hearing, too, well, Antifa puts a mask on. I think our bar should be better than individuals who break in and are not just protesting. If they're protesting, that's one thing, but damage property. For me, I'd like to hold our government officials a little higher than
that. I would think. One being a government agency, the other not. There's a bit of a difference
there. Yeah. And again, protesting something is one thing. When you're damaging property and you're wearing masks, you're just going to say, well, they were damaging property and they had masks, so we should have masks on too. Come on. This is just a childish tit for tat. Okay, are you unwilling to give Trump credit today? If so, why? How do you react when you see people unwilling to give Trump credit on a day like this? And what would he have to do for you to actually give him some credit? Because we're giving him significant credit for what is happening right now. Not as much as he'll give himself credit, but that's really not possible. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is this the alternative to the Super Bowl halftime?
No.
Okay.
How's that microphone doing? This
Wilting.
Familiar with Daughtry? I came from the American Idol tree.
He went from Chris Daughtry just to Daughtry, right? Didn't he?
Yeah. He dropped the Chris. Now he's cool. Just Daughtry.
Yeah. It's like a lot of journalists, right? They don't really go by their first name much.
They don't?
Ricey.
Still call him Patrick.
Yeah, Barrero. Like, there's a lot of people.
Still call him Dan.
Yeah, I do too, but I know them both well. But they're
maybe it's just like your buddies.
There's plenty of journalists who just go, hey, Ricey. Like, both of them on the phone, because I've been around him plenty of times. Ricey here, you know, Barrero here. You know, a lot of journalists do that.
Maybe you do that if you've got a bit of a unique name. Ricey, Barrero, there's not a whole lot of those around.
I suppose if you're the journalist Smith,
You really don't do it a lot.
Wilson here.
Wilson! Wilson!
Yeah, Daughtry.
Home is the name of that tune. We are playing Home and Coming Home music.
Oh, okay.
Because of the hostages getting back, which is wonderful.
Phenomenal. I'll give him credit. How long will it last? Let's get to a lot of text here. John Choi, Ramsey County Sheriff, attorney, excuse me. I'm thinking that I went almost went to Bob Fletcher there. Ramsey County Attorney. Why is St. Paul solving so many more crimes than Minneapolis, and it's not close? So John Choi, in about 15 minutes. Yes, that will be a part of this legacy for sure. If we're sitting here on Thursday and there's been a huge attack by Hamas, or Israel believes Hamas has violated the terms, then it's different. But we've also had a number of other presidents and secretaries of state broker deals across the planet, and they may not have lasted as long as people hoped or was promised, and you're still allowed to give the individuals involved credit. I missed Trump's speech this morning. Demaris again started talking about Portland burning the ground, all of his other ridiculous talking points. Yeah, he can get the credit, but he also stopped waging war on his own citizens. It was plenty of what you would expect from Donald Trump, okay? Plenty of that. It is a startling contrast, Dave, when he calls himself this man of peace and he exaggerates the number of wars that he's solved, and then he's waging war on people who don't agree with him. He calls individuals who don't support him, including members of the media, enemies of the country. Mm-hmm. Enemies of the country. And then when a lot of his supporters get very upset, when individuals who detest, by the way, I never have even hinted that he's Hitler-like, and he's got eons to go for me to compare him to Hitler. So I push back at all those comparisons every single time. Okay? And again, you can tell me about some of the buildup. We know Hitler for killing 6 million individuals because of their faith. He's done zero of that. Zero. So again, I won't give a second to voting for him. And when he either cancels the election in 28 or he runs again, I'll do the same. But on the fascist part, I am amused when his supporters get very mad at individuals who will call him a fascist, and he's used that term, I don't know, 200 times.
At least.
Stephen Miller's used that term 200 times. Mm-hmm. So just be honest about it. It just gets tossed out very casually, way, way too casually. But I do think he wants to be king, right? He doesn't want any pushback, and it's a vengeance tour. You can judge, let's go with this one, the kaleidoscope. You can judge everything. We're allowed to do that. Like there, some texter, no, a tweeter went at me the other day when I was criticizing walls and fraud. And I think I said, well, will this ever end? And person said, you can't say anything, you voted for him. First of all, I must have missed him in the ballot. That's really not a box anymore. We're just kind of standing next to each other, right? But is that really, I think, I'm just going to answer my question, which I'm prone to do anyway. I think that's how so many people view politics now. That once you're aligned with someone, you're never allowed to then disagree with them, still philosophically agree with them, or regret your vote. And that's how Trump thinks, right? He just thinks you're either loyal to me or you're not. And that's how he's thought his entire life. And that's from his dad and also Roy Cohn. But you still can say this is a hell of a moment and hope it lasts for a long time. Howard has called in. Howard, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
I don't refer to him as president. I call him Emperor Trump because he follows the McKinley paradigm. What he said about Canada, I mean, Greenland, he's acting like Putin. And this thing with Netanyahu.
He's not killing individuals in the country who oppose him. I adamantly disagree. Hold on, Howard, hold on. Let me just say, make this point because I'm going to react to you. I adamantly disagree with him on significantly more issues than I agree with him, but he's not Vladimir Putin. Come on.
He said, I'm going to be a dictator day one. He told the supporters, this is the last election you're ever going to have to vote on. Listen to his words.
I listen every day. I pay attention to
him. Mein Kampf when he said immigrants are poisoning the American bloodline.
He says disgusting things.
62% of white evangelicals agreed with it.
Yeah, and that's gross and that's awful. But so are you now telling me you think he's like Hitler too?
I'm not calling him Hitler. I'm calling him an emperor. He wants to be a dictator just like these other strongmen.
He does want no opposition. That is 1,000% correct. I agree with you.
He's got to enforce the law. If the judges give a lawful decision, the executive branch has to execute that. We're in a constitutional crisis.
I don't disagree with any of that. And also, are you willing to give him credit for what happened with Israel, Hamas, and Gaza?
He gave an audience.
Are you willing to give him credit?
He gave an audience with an indicted war criminal. And Netanyahu gave him a golden pager.
So that's a no. Thank you. More text. Chad, for the hundreds of times you talk about Biden's lack of cognitive abilities, I expect today you mentioned Trump's slip a million times. I said in the first segment, it's absurd, by the way, that he put out a true social suggesting that Biden was president on January 6th. I think Trump should have been jailed for years for his inaction on January 6th. I've made that crystal clear. If he forcibly removes the poll as for Twins ownership, I would never take off a MAGA hat. I would shower in one. let's see. Talking about attacking the folks from Venezuela in the water without proof. Disgusting. Again, I'm not defending drug lords who come here, but I'd like to have a little proof who they are. Just a little bit of proof. That would be nice. Let's pause. Let's come back. We may get to this later in the show. Well, for sure we're going to do it later in the show again in 1 hour when the preeminent journalist covering the Middle East since 1979, Tom Friedman, joins us. Right now, after a few spots, traffic and weather. John Choi on St. Paul's success in solving crimes, which is significantly better than Minneapolis. John Choi is minutes away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.